Well, it's time for your weekly podcast recommendations. Our resident reviewer, Zoe Ferguson, is here. Very good morning to you, Zoe.
Good morning.
Busy listening for you this week. What have you got for us today?
As always. All right, Hamish, I want to start with a thought experiment. Okay, so imagine if the artificial intelligence systems like Siri or Alexa were actually real people in front of computers with headsets on, whose voices were digitized to sound like a machine. And that's the premise of the podcast Sandra, a new fiction offering from Gimlet.
Okay.
Sandra is a virtual personal assistant system that functions the same as Siri, but there are heaps of people who answer questions, and each person has a designated topic depending on their personality type. So in the podcast, we follow one woman, Helen, who gets a job as a Sandra, and Helen is voiced by actor Kristen Wiig. Here's a little taste.
I helped this woman pick out canary-themed wallpaper for her nursery. Mm-hmm. Then I identified bird calls for this old Italian guy. Yeah. And then I ordered like 200 doves for some crazy pagan wedding.
Now, see? That's the thing.
It's like every session is this tiny doorway into another world, and I get paid to walk through.
Exactly. Being Sandra, it's like having a superpower. Imagine being able to walk up to a complete stranger just knowing that you can help them.
I hadn't really thought of it like that.
You know their shopping habits, their browsing history, all the major events of their lives. You even know their heartbeat. Huh? But they know absolutely nothing about you.
Yeah. Yeah, that's totally what it feels like.
Creepy, huh?
Very. I'm intrigued, though, by these sort of fiction podcasts. Is that becoming more of a thing?
It is. So Welcome to Night Vale was one of the first of its kind. Yeah. And that kind of kicked off the fiction podcast. This one I really liked. It's short and snappy. So there are 7 episodes and each one are 20 minutes. So it's easy to binge. The sound of the series is well done. The voices, like you just heard, are rich and close. The sound effects and surroundings are great, but there is a sparsity to it. And that kind of makes sense because the world in this podcast seems a little bit empty, much like the interactions between users and Sandra, despite some best intentions. It's very Black Mirror and it has hints of the movie Her. I recommend it.
All right. It's interesting we're seeing a return to the lost art of the radio play, really.
Yes.
Through podcasts.
Precisely, the radio drama, yeah.
So that sounds good. What else should we be listening to? I think you've got something that I've been listening to.
That's right. And a little bit more serious. It's from the New York Times and it's called Caliphate. It takes us to Iraq inside Islamic State. Reporter Rukmini Kalamachi takes us into her world where she speaks to extremists about why they joined IS, as well as experts on the psychology of joining such a group. Here's a little snippet.
So what I know from reading the interrogation records of numerous ISIS suspects who were arrested on their way home, and from interviewing ISIS members myself, ISIS seems to have a series of steps that they take people through to essentially desensitize them to violence. So first of all, they practice on non-human entities. They use dolls, they use mannequins, they make them very lifelike, and then they put them on kitchen duty. The ISIS fighters are told to go and slaughter the chicken or slit the throat of the lamb that they're going to have for dinner. The next step is a communal killing. In the group execution, there's some level of anonymity because you're one of several people who are doing this. And there's a camaraderie, I hate to say it, but there's a support system in the sense that you're all doing it together. You're all doing it on cue. There's something mechanical and automatic and communal, you know, about it.
So it's heavy going, as you know, but it's beautifully produced.
It's interestingly edited, actually. It's quite sparse.
Yes.
There are gaps in the audio. And as a radio and podcast listener, you're not really used to that. So I find myself, if I'm out walking, listening to it, I sometimes think the podcast has stopped.
Yes.
So if you are listening to it, bear that in mind.
But I kind of like that because it gives you pause and time to sink in.
Okay, anything else you'd recommend?
Yes, very quickly, it's a special podcast offering. It's a one-off. This week is National Law Week. The Victoria Law Foundation has created a one-off podcast. It's called Law in the Digital Era, What Goes into Creating Investigative Podcasts. One of the speakers is Rachel Brown, who we had on earlier, talking about Trace and how journalism can impact justice when it comes to cold cases. Another speaker is journalist Richard Baker about his podcast Phoebe's Fall, Damien Carrick from RN's Law Report, and it's hosted by Lynn Haltane, Executive Director of Victoria Law Foundation and former ABC broadcaster. You can find that podcast on our website. We'll have the link there, or you can go to lawweek.net.au.
Okay, so Gimlet, Sandra, New York Times, Caliphate, the Law Week podcast, and of course, we can't forget our very own Matt Bevan.
That's right, Russia, if you're listening.
It's number one in the charts, I believe. Congrats to Matt. We have given him a day to rest his voice. Zoe, thank you very much indeed.